Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Angered by deadly U.S. airstrikes on Iraq and Syria on Sunday, some Iraqi Shiite militia supporters have now encircled the U.S. embassy in Baghdad, some of them setting fire to a reception area, protesters attacking the compound, shouting anti-American slogans. Almar Ali is a reporter in the vicinity.
The Iraqi government requested the protesters to leave the area in front of the embassy, but it seems to me right now in front of me, there is no one listening. People sitting in the tent right now and requesting the embassy to leave immediately.
A man who used a machete to break into a rabbi's home Saturday night and stab five people now faces 11 charges, including five hate crime charges that have just been added to the previous six. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The new year is starting to ring around the world as Sydney, Australia has set off its world-famous New Year's Eve fireworks display.
3, 2, 1, Happy New Year!
Summer heat and dry conditions have caused a total fire ban across all of Australia, but Sydney was granted a one-night exemption so that it could host the display that last year was watched on TV by a billion people around the world. Most of the U.S. will be welcoming 2020 with mild, calm weather. The exceptions, parts of western Pennsylvania and upstate New York, where snow squalls will be the order of the day, but most of the rest of the nation should be nice. President Trump just said he'll sign a Phase 1 trade deal with China on January 15th. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Enjoy the celebrations as 2020 arrives, but keep an eye on your vehicle. That's the advice from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Frank Scafidi of the National Insurance Crime Bureau tells us more vehicles are stolen at New Year's than any other day of the year. Why is that?
So many people go out New Year's Eve and get sideways, they can't even remember their name, much less where they parked their car.
Jerry Hagans of the Texas Department of Insurance has a theory about why so many vehicle thefts on this one day.
People are celebrating indoors for New Year's Eve parties, and they're not driving in their cars, so their cars may be unattended.
Scafidi tells us motorists in California have the biggest concern.
California, from the minute we started taking statistics, has been the number one state for auto thefts, probably since the wheel was invented.
Hagans tells us Christmas is the day for the least number of vehicles stolen.
Car thieves, don't want to work on Christmas like the rest of us do.
I'm John Clemens.
Uber and delivery company Postmates are suing California over a new law that would reclassify contractors for those companies as employees. It's to take effect on the 1st and would change the relationship between companies like Uber and the people who drive for them. The lawsuit, filed in federal court, argues the new law is unconstitutional and will stifle companies and workers as well. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, what is going on with New York? I mean, this is incredible. I don't know if you saw this billboard or not that's been going around, this ad. Absolutely disgusting. It's in Times Square, and it wasn't that long ago, or earlier this year. In fact, let's bring Terry Beatley on. Terry, I need to bring you on for this because I need to get your perspective on this. Earlier this year, as you know, Focus on the Family had a big event, really bringing to light what is inside a mother's womb. In fact, Abby Johnson was given a sonogram right there, and you could see on the big screen there in Times Square the baby, a live baby inside Abby Johnson's stomach, which happened to be her 8th child, which was delivered successfully, and mother and baby are doing quite well. But there was all this conversation and disturbance in the force of New York because Times Square, you couldn't have one of those big, iconic billboards used to have the sonogram put on one of those boards. They rejected Focus on the Family and every effort whatsoever. But yet now these companies will allow a ad to be put up there that shows, it says a female Marine hog tying the President of the United States. I mean, are we upside down or what?
Yeah, we're upside down, and it's just called disrespect. It's disrespect and not honoring at all, the value of the dignity of, pardon me, human life. And then, yeah, I think they're on full display, just, devaluing, dishonoring the President of the United States. So they're incongruous in their values, and it's time that we on the pro-life side and Christians across America stand up and we fight. We fight with words, we fight with policies, and we make it known that we're not going to back down. We're not going to acquiesce to this culture of death that wants to swallow us up.
Well, they're going to such degrees here. I mean, look, if the truth be known, people are shocked to hear that the president almost daily receives death threats. I mean, this is how serious this is getting. And then we have, in a sense, in Times Square, in New York, the authorization of harm to the 45th president of the United States. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is disgusting. This thing has to stop. We cannot continue as a society like this because you talk about upheaval as if we don't have enough already. if we were to have an assassination of the president, I think we would undergo upheaval in this country like heretofore we could never imagine. We would open up the gates of hell.
Well, I think so, too. But what people don't know is that our tax money, we have spent our tax money, $10 billion, billion, Bill, mm-hmm. to support an organization, Planned Parenthood, whose founder advocated for political assassination. She hated capitalism. She was an anarchist. She was a socialist herself. She hung out with the Marxists. So Margaret Sanger, all of this is a fallout, if you will, of Margaret Sanger and her worldview. And it's like, why are we wasting our tax money on an organization whose founder was racist and she advocated for political assassination?
Yes.
And she advocated for all women to have this go to hell look in their eyes. That's her quote. Mm-hmm. from her very first pamphlet advising women on how to become radicals. And so this is just the fallout of all of this.
And kind of amazing when you talk about Margaret Sanger being a racist and how many Democrats have championed her cause, received her award, and including Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton, the annual Margaret Sanger Award. And you talk about supposedly the Democrats are champions of civil rights, and yet they align themselves with eugenicists and a person who clearly stated that we needed to get out of society the less thans, and particularly black Americans. And look what's happened. Of the 62, 63 million babies that have been aborted, what, 40% have been blacks? Are you kidding? I mean, if you look at it, let's say people of color, because when you say people of color, you bring Hispanics into play here. So you're talking about 65, 70% have right. been people of color that have been aborted, brought to you, ladies and gentlemen, by this eugenicist, Planned Parenthood, by Margaret Sanger. I mean, these are the facts, not to be denied.
Well, and that's exactly why at Hosea Initiative, this God laid it on my heart 2.5 years ago. It was actually in 2016, Bill, mm-hmm. that there needed to be an annual award to juxtapose against Planned Parenthood's Margaret Sanger Award, mm-hmm. Which honors a culture of death. Well, at Hosea Initiative on December 8th, we are having our first Life is Beautiful Gala in Washington, D.C., and we will be honoring a very important person who has unashamedly lifted up his voice like a trumpet to defend life in the womb. Mm-hmm. And we will be honoring that person with the first Bernard Nathanson Courageous Witness for Life Award. And it is to juxtapose against Planned Parenthood's Margaret Sanger Award.
And it's interesting because, as you and I have discussed, Dr. Bernard Nathanson, of course, known as America's abortion king, saw the light. And converted, from death to life, right?
He did. And it's one of these stories that people just don't know. And, oh, my gosh, you'd be so pleased to know I just finished teaching 3,000 Kansan teenagers at 3 different high schools. Mm. The legacy of Bernard Nathanson, the 8-point strategy of lies and deceptions when he was the co-founder of NARAL, mm-hmm. Which is now called NARAL Pro-Choice America, the lies that Dr. Nathanson used to deceive our country with, the lie that abortion is women's health care. And the teenagers absolutely loved learning these deceptive strategies so that they could go out and teach other people the truth. So Bernard Nathanson, he called himself the keeper of the abortion industry keys. So what I like to say is if he's the keeper of the keys, let's start using those keys to unlock this demonic stronghold over America by the abortion industry. This is where Satan wants to keep this, where we have abortion legalized and all that, and we're killing 1 million babies a year. And by the way, Dr. Nathanson, in his resignation letter to NARAL, he warned that as long as abortion is legal, we would see increased violence, increased public turmoil, and the increase in the disintegration of the American family.
Exactly.
And that's indeed what's happened.
Well, yeah, look what's happening. Teen suicide at an all-time high. I mean, this chaos that is going on in our culture. He's exactly right. He saw it coming.
Well, we're going to reverse it, Bill, and it starts on December. Well, we've already been doing it for 10 years, but on December 8th, if you're looking for tickets, go to Hosea, that's H-O-S-E-A, like the book in the Bible, Hosea4U.org. So it's Hosea, the number 4, Y-O-U.org. Click on the gala link. You can get your tickets right there. You don't want to miss this event. This is the first of its kind happening in Washington, D.C. on the evening of Sunday, December 8th. And that, by the way, is the day that Dr. Nathanson was baptized at Christian and became a child of God. And
more from Terry Beadley after this.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Values, faith, service, based
exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
It really is a matter of life and death, ladies and gentlemen. This is what it's come down to, this culture of death that has just permeated every aspect of our lives, and we can see the fruit of it. And I just pray that your eyes would be open up, that not only that you see the fruit clearly of this culture of death that has permeated every aspect of our society and our families. I mean, you know, Terry Beatley, here we are. We're around the corner, special holiday seasons. How many empty chairs around America are going to be at Thanksgiving tables? Because we bought into this stupid lie that says that somehow pro-choice is a good thing, when in actual fact pro-choice equals pro-death, and the fruit is right there. It is low-hanging to the point of 63 million people who are no more, and it is amazing. We hear, you know, Rachel's cry, you know, a little bit around the country, but not to the level that I think that is still yet to be heard. And not only from the female side, but from the male side. I keep saying this, and I'm hearing more and more men, you know, realizing, oh my God, my child is no more, and I bought into the lie and participated in this. Now, as we share this, Terry, you know, you as a pro-life advocate and author and national speaker, I know your heart and compassion, and it's like mine. And I want people to understand, just because we bought into the lie, yes, we're responsible, because we did. We took an action and bought into the lie. But I want people to know there's enough grace. There's more than enough grace. And
absolutely.
And God can cover this, and we can be positive agents for something that was meant for bad. And this is the opportunity that we have, even this very day, this very moment, to be a difference in people's lives.
Well, and I'd just like to add on to that, that this is why the legacy of Dr. Nathanson is so key, because he's the father of the abortion industry. You know, before Nathanson, it was not an industry. In fact, he begged Planned Parenthood to join with them in abortion, and they actually refused back in 1970. Mm-hmm. We don't have enough time to get into that part. But if Dr. Nathanson, who was personally responsible for 75,000 abortions, if he can humble himself, because when he saw the real-time ultrasound for the very first time, and he had to humble himself because he was looking at, he was bonding with the baby in the womb, and he knew that he had had this wrong. Yeah. So if he can express that much humility and humble himself to say, I had it wrong. And, of course, he spent 10 years contemplating suicide, the 1980s, at least half of the 1980s after he did the Silent Scream movie. My point that I wanted to share is, then he found the love and mercy, the abundant love and mercy of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That was the only way he could get rid of all the yuck. And I think it's important for our listeners to know that through Jesus Christ, they can receive everything they need, all the grief, all the depression. And we know that abortion affects the father and the mother. Millions and millions of people are suffering from depression, grief, anger. A lot of people will fight for pro-abortion politics, and what they don't realize is they're actually fighting to try to cover up or to protect the decision that they made, though they know it in their heart, in their spirit, that they've made a mistake, but they choose anger and defense.
Well, sometimes, you know, I talk about those 3 o'clock in the morning moments. Those 3 o'clock in the morning moments can't be denied when you're staring at the ceiling tile and you're trying to reconcile your actions with godly principles. And I believe, my faith is that I believe that God has imprinted in our hearts, you know, the plan, the map to righteousness. And you know, we can deny it, and we can, you know, even in searing our conscience, as the Apostle Paul talks about, where we just flat out want to continue to ignore because the pain of dealing with the reality is so severe and so intense that we can't bear it, so we just as soon hang on to the lie. But Dr. Bernard Nathanson, as you have written about, he participated in the lie himself. I mean, he murdered two of his children, right?
He did, yeah. He aborted one, but prior to that, back in college, his girlfriend got pregnant, and he paid for an abortionist to kill that child. But the most beautiful thing, and I usually end all my public speaking, and I'm like all over the country now, but I end most of my talks with Chuck Colson's description of Dr. Nathanson's baptism. Mm-hmm. It's so beautifully written. He said it on his radio show years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's just one of those things that, and he affirms, he says at the end of it, he says it is the one thing that's absolutely invincible, that simple baptism held without fanfare in the basement of a great cathedral is a reminder that a holy baby born in a century, 20 centuries ago, born in a stable 20 mm-hmm. centuries ago, defies the wisdom of man. Christ cannot be defeated. So if the love of Jesus Christ could reach down into atheist Dr. Bernard Nathanson's heart and change that mind, first he nudged him by seeing the science and bonding with the baby, but that wasn't all. You know, he couldn't get rid of the guilt, and then God just kept drawing him. The Lord woos us to him mm-hmm. in one form or fashion. The Lord woos us to Jesus.
Yes.
And he won't let us go. And all we've got to do is get down on bended knee, repent, and receive it.
Right.
And that's what I'm so excited about, Bill. Just want to part with this thought, is I believe this nation, which has been so duped by the lies of Dr. Bernard Nathanson for 46 years, that when the people who are so hurt by abortion can begin to get the healing and then learn what Dr. Nathanson did, this is what I predict. We will have an army, Bill, of pro-life men and women, fathers and mothers, who have now been liberated by the truth, which is the name of our conferences, mm-hmm. and we will help restore this country once again to a culture of life
mm-hmm.
and love.
Yes.
Because with every abortion, the opportunity to love somebody and to be loved ends.
Yes, exactly. And we have to understand that the war continues and it rages on. I was just reading last night about San Francisco blacklisting 22 states who have passed restrictive, what they declare are restrictive abortion laws. I mean, everything is being weaponized against this. I mean, we hear the rhetoric coming from the stage of these Democratic presidential candidates. It's all about a woman's right to choose. And as we pointed out, that's Democratic speak for pro-death. That's what they're celebrating. They're letting go of life to choose death. And so this battle continues. So you've got San Francisco, and you know, with San Francisco doing it, there's going to be other liberal cities that will do the same thing, that they will prohibit city employees from traveling to and making business deals with companies in those targeted states.
Unbelievable. But to me, that also indicates that the evil one is suspecting his day is done. This will be the next slavery issue.
Right. This is organic, Terry. This is why I keep telling people, this is organic. This is being done at the ground floor. It doesn't have to be done through legislation. This is experientially, people are realizing they've been duped, they bought into a lie, and their minds have been changed by experience. That's powerful.
That's it.
Well, I'm going to let you wrap it up. We've got about 40 seconds left. Remind everybody about how they can be in touch and find out about this incredible gala and celebration on December the 8th, and the first recipient to be announced later, I will say. And this is going to be huge, the first recipient of the Bernard Nathanson Award.
And if you have a Bernard Nathanson Courageous Witness for Life Award, it'll be on Sunday, December 8th in Washington, D.C., so very little traffic. And we want you there. Go to HoseaInitiative.org. So that's H-O-S-E-A, HoseaInitiative.org, and get your tickets.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-278. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Angered by deadly U.S. airstrikes on Iraq and Syria on Sunday, some Iraqi Shiite militia supporters have now encircled the U.S. embassy in Baghdad, some of them setting fire to a reception area, protesters attacking the compound, shouting anti-American slogans. Almar Ali is a reporter in the vicinity.
The Iraqi government requested the protesters to leave the area in front of the embassy, but it seems to me right now in front of me there is no one listening. People sitting in the tent right now and requesting the embassy to leave immediately.
A man who used a machete to break into a rabbi's home Saturday night and stab five people now faces 11 charges, including five hate crime charges that have just been added to the previous six. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
We're back with you, America. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. You know, we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Well, parents, you know, college planning steps after your child gets their SAT and NMSQT scores, okay? You got to understand what that score means, and we've got tips to help your child prepare for SAT and for college. Priscilla Rodriguez joins us now. She's the Vice President of College Readiness Assessments with the College Board. Priscilla, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, we know that every year about 4 million 10th and 11th grade students take the SAT and MSSQT, which determines qualification for the National Merit Scholarship Program, and is good practice for the SAT. Students taking the SAT and MSQT have access to more than $230 million annually through the College Board Scholarship Partners. Not a bad deal, right? And a good incentive to take advantage of this. The program also plays a key role in college readiness. kindness. When students get their SAT and NMSQT score reports, they can find out which skills to focus on to prepare for the SAT. Well, Priscilla, so explain to our audience. I mean, it's been a mouthful here. You know, you talk about SAT, that's easy enough, but NMSQT can add to the verbiage in the statement. So explain to our audience what it is.
Absolutely. It is a mouthful, but it is also a really amazing opportunity for students. So I do want to make sure they know what it is. So the PSAT NMSQT is a single assessment, one test, that, as you said, about 4 million students take every fall, and it usually happens during their sophomore or junior year of high school. And the PSAT part of it stands for preliminary SAT, or I like to think about that P as practice or preparation.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
So this is their chance to take a test that is aligned to the SAT, so the structure is similar, test the same kinds of reading, writing, and math skills, but the scores don't go to colleges, and so it's a great chance for students to get familiar and to get a read on how they're doing, the areas where they are already strong and the areas where they have room for improvement, so that they can do focused and targeted practice as they get ready for the main SAT. The other really exciting thing, and you mentioned this, that the PSAT NMSQT can give students is access to hundreds of millions of dollars of scholarships. So over the years, we've partnered with an incredible range of scholarship organizations, including the National Merit Scholarship Program, mm-hmm. the Hispanic Scholarship Fund, Jack Kent Cook, many others.
Wow.
And they use the PSAT NMSQT as a way to find students to whom they can give scholarships. So it is a great way for students to, as I said, get practice, which mm-hmm. is really important, but also to unlock opportunities. And some of those opportunities can help them pay for college, which we know is something, you know, many families are worried about.
I got to tell you, when I went to college, I wish I had this. I mean, what a terrific program to have this. And then also the built-in incentives. I mean, tell our audience about how they can earn $2,000 for improving their SAT score.
Yeah, I'm so glad you mentioned that. So we launched, actually just about a year ago now, we launched here at College Board our own scholarship program. So that's in addition to those scholarship partners I mentioned and the hundreds of millions of dollars of scholarships that were already linked to the PSAT NMSQT. But we saw an opportunity to add a different kind of scholarship program to the mix and make it available to students. And ours is called the College Board Opportunity Scholarship. And it is really, it's a college planning tool meets scholarship program. So I'll try to quickly describe it. What it says to juniors and seniors in high school is there are six really important steps you should take. Three junior year, three senior year. That can make all the difference in your ability to apply to college and then end up going to college. We don't want you to miss these steps. And so as students work their way through each of those six steps, they earn chances at scholarships. So the one you reference, which is really relevant given we're talking about the PSAT, mm-hmm. is a $2,000 scholarship that we give to hundreds of students across the country every year called Improve Your Score. So all it says to students is, if you took the PSAT NMSQT and you then go on to take the SAT and your score goes up by 100 points or more, then you are eligible for a $2,000 scholarship.
Wow.
What it does is two things, I think. One communicates to students that growth is possible, mm-hmm. right? We don't want students to think that the test or the first time they take it is a measure of mm-hmm. all they'll ever be able to do. It
exactly.
is not that at all. So we want to communicate growth is possible, and we want to communicate that growth is possible when you practice. And so part of the scholarship says, go use our great free practice resource that we developed with another nonprofit called Khan Academy, mm-hmm. and the tool is called Official SAT Practice. Very, very clear
right.
name, I think.
Right.
But it tells students go practice on Official SAT Practice when you've hit 6 hours. It's for juniors now. If you've mm-hmm. hit 6 hours of practice and you get 100 points of score growth, you've got a chance at one of hundreds of $2,000 scholarships.
Wow, very cool. Well, this is awesome. Well, we can see that the PSAT and the NMSQT can play a critical part in college planning, right?
Absolutely, yep. So besides being that great practice, besides unlocking
you know, hundreds of million dollars of scholarship opportunities. There are a few other things that the PSAT and MSQT can give or show students that I think are really exciting and really important for them to know about. I'll try to go through three relatively quickly. So okay. The first is about AP classes. Those are advanced placement classes. Those are classes that are college level, but they're offered for free in the high school, and students can earn college credit for them, which can save them time and money once they go to college. And so once a student takes the PSAT and MSQT and they go check their score online, they're actually shown which AP classes they are likely to do really, really well in based on how they performed on the PSAT. So it's a way to open their eyes to the fact that college-level coursework for free in high school is something that they can and should pursue. The second is around career exploration. So we know students are thinking about life after high school, whether it's right away or after college, and what kind of career they want to have. Mm-hmm. So we have this great career tool called, it's free as are all our tools, called Roadmap to Careers. It takes your PSAT and MSQT score and says, you seem to be really strong in math or reading comprehension or whatever the area might be, and these are some careers that leverage those strengths that you might want to consider, and why don't you go explore and take a look at that. And then the third and final is college exploration itself. So we have another great free tool called bigfuture.org. It's kind of the definitive college planning tool out there. And with a PSAT and MSQT score, students can start seeing what colleges could be a really good fit for them. They can search by all kinds of things, size, cost, area of the country, but using their score, we highlight for them schools that could be a really, really good fit, so they can doing research and building a list.
What a great idea. Now, I got to let you go, and sadly, because we could keep talking, because I've got more questions for you, but as we wrap things up here right now, tell our audience where they can go for more information.
Absolutely. Two quick places. The first is psat.org/scoring. Home of all information about that PSAT and MSQT, and it's where students can go to log in and actually check their scores and get all this really great information I was talking about. And then second is satpractice.org. That is that free personalized practice tool called Official SAT Practice on Khan Academy, where students can go, link their score, and get targeted recommendations for where to focus as they get ready for the SAT.
Well, Priscilla, you've been awesome. Thank you so much for the information. Appreciate it. You take care. Have a great day.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. Priscilla Rodriguez, the Vice President of College Readiness Assessment at the College Board, where she leads the organization's programs and services related to the SAT suite of assessments, including the SAT and PSAT related assessments, or PSAT. Previously, she had spearheaded the development of the College Board Opportunity Scholarships Program. This is an awesome deal that this is available now, and I would highly recommend that you would take advantage of it, because it's going to help your junior and senior child move and progress right along in a very positive, pointed way that is based on their strengths, and they will understand their weaknesses all the more as a result of the PSAT. And again, our thanks to Priscilla Rodriguez, the Vice President of College Readiness Assessments with the College Board.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened,
and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The Senior Living Advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, in over 320 markets across this great country that we enjoy living in. Hey, boy, I got a real treat for you. We're going to be talking with Tom Juneau. It's all Tom's fault, this movie that's coming out just in time for Thanksgiving to really raise our spirits. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and it's all because of Tom Juneau. Tom, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, Phil.
Hey, what a great opportunity for you. I mean, here it is, as you said in a previous interview, your career, although it was quite stellar, I mean, you're a celebrated, award-winning journalist. You've won the most prestigious award in magazine writing, the American Society of Magazine Editors Award, National Magazine Award. You're at a point in your career where you find yourself at Esquire and they give you this fluff piece. You don't do fluff pieces, but you've been assigned this fluff piece to go talk with Fred Rogers, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I ever really thought of it as a fluff piece. I mean, it was for an issue, a special issue about American heroes. We were going to celebrate American heroes. And but my question at the time was Fred Rogers an American Hero? I was a little bit too old for Fred at the time, mm-hmm. but I didn't grow up with him. I didn't have that experience of coming home from school every day and watching him, you know, put on his sneakers and put on a sweater. That wasn't my experience, and so mm-hmm. Fred was the guy that, you know, to me, he was the guy that people made fun of.
Right.
So I went out not knowing what to expect, and then I meet Fred Rogers. So it was a life changing event.
Well, the movie, the way it was depicted upon your meeting of Fred Rogers, is that here you are to interview him, and somehow the roles get reversed. Huh?
Yeah. Fred was one of the great practitioners of journalistic jiu-jitsu. I mean, he definitely turned almost every question into a question about myself rather than a question about him. And he was, extraordinarily good at it. And, you know, in his own way, he was extraordinarily disciplined at it, too. People think of Fred as a nice man, a soft man, a soft-spoken man, but Fred had a tremendous amount of discipline mm-hmm. and a tremendous amount of purpose, and it definitely enabled him to turn the tables.
I'm glad to hear you say in terms of a man on purpose, because for those of us that are more familiar with Fred Rogers, understanding his spiritual background as a Presbyterian pastor and a student of the Word, he was one that was definitely driven by humility, so much so that what was always most important, it seemed, were the people who entered into his orbit, not the other way around, though they may come to him thinking, oh my gosh, this is Fred Rogers, you know, this iconic figure and this hero. But he looked at it in quite a different contrast in terms of, you know, here's Tom Juneau, he's meeting you, and he studied up on you. I mean, he knew who you were.
He did. But Fred also, I think, that he had a sixth sense when mm-hmm. it came to people. I mean, even just seeing him, there's a scene in the movie where the character, you know, that Lloyd Vogel is the name of the character who plays, I guess, a version of me. Mm-hmm. You know, when Lloyd sees him out on the street in New York City and people are crowding around him because he's not just a famous guy. He's the famous guy who's giving them something, who understands, even in just in the few moments that they need him, you know, kind of who they are and what they might need. And he had that kind of radar for human need. And he definitely had that radar with me and kind of began in his own way ministering to me almost as soon as he met me.
Exactly. Well, as you say, there's so many just special and sweet moments. One of my favorites, I have to tell you, Tom, was when you were in the subway and everybody started singing, right? Isn't that sweet?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful. You know, yeah. I've seen the movie twice now. Mm-hmm. And the first time I saw it completely by myself in a screening room in New York City. And the second time I saw it at a film festival with an audience. And you know, they're very, very different experiences because the first time I was thinking about like how this movie affected me. But then, and the second time it was with the audience. And you know, I love the movie. Mm-hmm. And I love the movie because it kind of is, it's really unusual. I mean, it's a movie that is from the get-go is about forgiveness. I mean,
right.
When is the last major studio release that's about forgiveness that you see?
Exactly. Well, and also I would say kindness. And at a time, you know, coming out, in the Thanksgiving season, it'll be coming out in November and on the big screen all over the place. I guess November 22nd, right, is the official release date?
November, yeah, this Friday, November 22nd.
Well, I'll tell you, and America couldn't need or want a more warming movie for the holidays in terms of a spirit of kindness that is so. It's so prolific throughout this, and it's not a manufactured. It's a genuine sense of kindness. I came away, Tom, from the movie, and I just thought, wow, I really need to consider my actions in more of a kind way as a result. I mean, this is just an example and a natural example of who Fred Rogers was.
Yeah, and I do believe that. That Tom Hanks, I mean, he just does such a remarkable
job. He's so incredible. I always say, I said, I'm convinced Tom Hanks could play the role of an eraser and win an award. I mean, he's just so gifted.
Yeah. Well, he's so gifted, but I think the thing that's really extraordinary what happens in the movie is that, I mean, when I saw that movie for the first time, I mean, I was kind of, you know, I mean, you go into it thinking, well, can Tom, you know, Hanks play Fred? But, I mean, the minute he addresses the audience, the minute he begins talking, I mean, that was just in. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's because, you know, he doesn't like, try to imitate Fred Rogers. He just sort of embodies Fred Rogers, and he uses his own natural kindness and his own natural decency and just allows that kind of to happen. He just kind of slows himself down. Mm-hmm. And it's just a wonder how, you know, that he's not just a, you know, person playing Fred. He has the spirit of Fred in that movie, and it's an amazing thing to watch.
Well, when we talked with Noah and Micah, the filmmakers and writers, the writers of the film, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, it was interesting because I said, when you were writing it, did you write this with Tom Hanks in mind? I mean, because it just seems like it's so hand in glove. And he said, well, as a matter of fact, between us, we did, but we never thought in a million years that Tom Hanks would play the role of Fred Rogers.
Right. No, exactly. I mean, you know, and I remember when I got the phone call that Tom, you know, had been cast, and it was definitely one of those things. I was like, wow. So this is, you know, this is different. This is number one. It's a movie. It's one of those rare movies that's going to get made. You know,
mm-hmm.
And number two, it has a chance to affect and influence a lot of people.
Well. Oftentimes in death, people's lives are, you know, elevated and almost the language becomes hyperbolic and exaggerated. But for Fred Rogers, what you saw is what you got, right?
Yeah, I mean, he was not playing Mr. Rogers. He was Mr. Rogers at all times. I mean, Fred was the same on the screen as he was off the screen. He was the same off the screen as he was on the screen. He had that presence, and I do believe that that he was like that because he also, you know, he was that, but he also worked at it.
Yeah.
It was, and it's one of the things I really love about the movie is that it doesn't make his example seem unattainable. Mm-hmm. It makes it very, very clear that this is something that he worked at. And it's one of the things I'm really grateful to Mariel Heller and to, who was the director, and also to, you know, to Micah and Noah for really, really bringing out.
Well, what a gift. And what a gift will be coming your way in theaters on November the 22nd. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. It only takes one person to inspire a world of kindness based on the true story of Mr. Fred Rogers and a meeting with Tom Junot.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.